Hey, Sean, I'm doing well, thanks. How are you?
Fantastic. Thanks for taking a couple of minutes to hop on the show. I really appreciate it. Whoop Up Days, all set to go August 20th through the 24th in Lethbridge. I imagined, I don't know, 7, 8, 9, whatever, a dozen people sitting around a table saying, okay, how much can we jam into 4 days? Because there's a lot going on.
You're not wrong. We've actually had a few of those meetings where we're sitting around a map and seeing exactly where we can fit everything in, and if we have an open space, what can we do to fill that up? And yeah, that's our goal, is to provide something for the community that just provides entertainment for all ages, make sure that every age group is being hit, every demographic's being hit, that if you're coming to Whoop Up Days, we like to think that there's something for everybody here.
Yeah, whatever you're into, they've got you covered, that's for sure. 4 days of fun, no doubt about it. You've got the Midway and all the classics with the foods and the rides and all that stuff. But let's start with the original 16 stage, because you're bringing in some big names.
Yeah, it was a focus that we had this year, and through a couple of partnerships with Original 16 and Westco Construction, we were able to sort of, after a few years where we hadn't gone after sort of those, what I guess you would call those big headline name acts, this year we're bringing back a few of those. So we're super lucky that we have a couple of legendary Canadian bands coming in, Big Sugar on the Friday night and Emerson Drive in their farewell tour on Saturday night. So that'll be their last ever show in Southern Alberta. So we're super happy to have them. We have Kyle McKerney coming as well, who was an up-and-comer in the Canadian, or native Albertan, but an up-and-comer in the Canadian country music ranks.
Yeah,
and
he's then fantastic.
Just, yeah, such a good talent. So we were super happy to get Kyle. And then, yeah, the stage is just packed for the rest of the time with local artists. And then what we're really happy about on the Original 16 stage is, for the second straight year, we're working with Willie Big Bull and his group in the Blackfoot Confederacy, where he's programming Indigenous entertainment from 3:30 to 6 o'clock every day. So a focus on especially bands and artists from here in Southern Alberta and from the Blackfoot Confederacy territory.
Now, you mentioned the Indigenous programming. You've also got a powwow and a powwow market happening.
Yeah, we have a partnership with the Blackfoot Confederacy, which has gone back a few years now, we are super excited to have. They've just been incredible to work with. We have a group of 8 to 10 members of the Confederacy and a couple of elders who have been really instrumental in everything that we're doing here. And in Whoop Up Days, we're really able to work with them to provide some cool programming. So we do have the Lethbridge District Siksikai Satapi Princess Pageant on the first day of Whoop Up Days, on the Tuesday, and then the following 2 days, on Wednesday and Thursday, we have the Siksikai Satapi Powwow, which has been amazing over the past couple of years. Over $65,000 in prize money. It brings people from all over Western Canada, even into the United States. So that's just been really one of the highlights of Whoop Up Days. And then, yeah, we have the marketplace as well, which is part of the powwow for those 2 days. So we really do want to put a focus on knowing that we are here in Blackfoot territory, and that our relationship with the Blackfoot Confederacy is growing, it's building, and we really want to recognize and take their lead on what we're doing with our programming. So it's been really great that way. This year, we're also doing actually a couple days of traditional games demonstrations as well on the Friday and Saturday. So that partnership just keeps on growing, and we keep finding ways that we can work together. And it's just been such a highlight for our organization.
And lots of rodeo action too.
Yeah, absolutely. 3 nights of the Lethbridge District Pro Rodeo. It's been, since it came back 2 years ago, it has been one of Canada's top 10 paying rodeos. Comes late in the season, so it's right on the, for those who are looking to make some dollars to fight their way into the CFR, the NFR. We get the top athletes in the sports. Zeke Thurston has been here each of the past couple of years. We're fingers crossed. We're hoping to see Zeke down here again. But we have had just such a huge success and overwhelming support from the community for that event. And what's really cool about our rodeo, we're the only rodeo in Canada that includes the Indian relay races right as part of our programming every night. So every rodeo performance is capped with those races, and we have racers from all over Western Canada. So that's definitely a fan favorite and a real value add when you come to the rodeo, that you get those included. It's something that we're super proud of. And again, it's that partnership with the Confederacy that's made that happen.
We could talk for hours about everything you've got lined up. August 20th through the 24th, it's Whoop Up Days in Lethbridge. Where am I going to go for ticket prices, dates, anything and everything else that's going on regarding Whoop Up Days?
Absolutely. You're right, Sean. There's so much we could talk forever about it, but the easiest way, head to whoopupdays.ca. Everything that you need to know is right there, as well as ways to get in contact with us. If people have any questions, we're happy to answer them, and we hope to see everyone in Lethbridge.
Paul, thank you so much for coming on the show. I really appreciate it.
It's my pleasure. Thank you, Sean.